All right, we're going to do another four reviews. These are all science fiction, so if you're a sci-fi fan, you'll enjoy this. If you're not, you might want to skip ahead. This one is The Telling by Ursula K. Le Guin. Synopsis. A Hain ambassador and linguist from Earth comes to a society that has changed drastically from the society the first Hainish contacts encountered, including the purging of native languages, dialects, and faiths. The main character, Sully, is an Indo-Canadian whose life on Earth was made ever harder by increasing religious zealotry. Her assignment to Akka is problematic because she has studied a language and writing which is now banned by the ruling paradigm. If you're looking for a fascinating science fiction commentary on cultural purification, this is a good read. The parallels to China cannot be ignored. In fact, in many ways, Le Guin could have set this right on Earth, China, in the early part of the 20th century. The reason she didn't? Le Guin is a science fiction author. The flexibility of the science fiction medium gave her leeway to propose solutions that otherwise would meet insurmountable obstacles on real-world Earth. This is a nice addition to the Hainish series, which have been a very good background for Le Guin's storytelling. One thing that's nice about the Hainish Ecumen novels is that Le Guin never feels compelled to provide more than the broad strokes of the background for this interstellar culture. She addresses the two main technological issues, spaceflight and interstellar communication, makes a point that the Hain are an old species but similar to the other humanoids in the galaxy, and then lets go with her outsider visitor stories on these other worlds. The bad. There are some logistical things that trouble me. Conflicts seem to disappear without any real confrontation, and that's irritating. I would like to have real conflict that is resolved through real problem solving, not through, oh, let me call the mothership and have them change their diplomatic policies. The Ecumen seem to be highly influential, even though there are only four of its representatives on Akka. All conflict relating to Sully being there is subverted by the careful handling and extreme leeway she is given to pursue her anthropological studies. The ugly. Sully is fairly three-dimensional, but she's an outsider, an observer on Akka, and only one other character has enough agency in the novel to actually become three-dimensional. That other character only gets a name in the last few chapters of the book, only gets to tell his story at the very end. There should be more conflict between Sully and the Inspector. If this is man versus society, then the Inspector represents the part of society that Sully is in conflict with. If this story's conflict is man versus man, then it's direct to Sully's goals. Essentially, the lack of a clearly defined conflict has also washed out the secondary characters into mere papier-mâché versions of themselves. Grade, B-. Recommended, well-written, with some flaws or predictability that makes it less fun to read. Our next one in our archives here is Day of the Triffids by John Wyndham. Now, if you haven't read Day of the Triffids, it's a wonderful little book. It's fairly short, like many of the early sci-fi, and it's kind of a groundbreaker in terms of post-apocalyptic, you know, horror stories. It also, if you think about it, it makes a pretty good zombie story if you're into zombies, although they're not really undead. They're just, well, you'll see. Synopsis. The world undergoes a series of disastrous events which blind everyone and promote the ascendance of a race of ambulatory and predatory plants. Opinion. The good. I enjoyed the fact that this novel did not make the world into an underpopulated wasteland with the devolution of the human race, and that instead it addressed the concern that if the majority of the survivors are disabled, then those who are not will become enslaved. It reminded me of Earth Abides in many ways, although it aimed more for the socio-political rather than the geographical changes that one can expect in a post-apocalyptic world. The narrator in Day of the Triffids, like the narrator of Earth Abides, is an expert caught in a world that, as an expert, he is fascinated by, but as a human, he may not be very well adapted to survive. Okay, I realize this isn't really a reason to like a book, but it's short. You can read it on an airplane trip or in a weekend. As science fiction books get more and more bloated, it's refreshing to read something that not only spans decades, but does so in 270 pages or less. The bad. Oof. Well, the novel, to say this theme has been copied and overdone to death would be an understatement. However, later works are inspired by this novel, not the other way around. The ugly. There's very little truly ugly about this novel. It's not especially deep, though, and the 1950s sensibilities about what women should be expected to do, It's expectable and mildly forgivable. I love the heroine Josella, incidentally, if only because she's the kind of female lead who is feminine, sensitive, and very, very strong. Grade A, highly recommended, well written, with good ideas and an excellent execution. The next one is Herland by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. This is another classic science fiction novel. It's also fairly short. But if you are looking for sort of the classic sci-fi, this would be in the top 50. It's also a good feminism novel. Synopsis. An expedition of three young men go into the wilderness to find a fabled land populated solely by women. They find a utopia of women of all ages, and their arrival changes the society even as it challenges and changes them. Opinion. The good. Well, I enjoy utopia narratives, and I loved the emphasis on older women in the society. The old ladies were tough, smart, and inflexible when it came to dealing with intractable young men. The bad. There are no flaws with the women in Herland. Sure, you might think, okay, but it's a utopia. But I prefer my utopian narratives to blend the perfect with the imperfect. I like to know what cost has been paid. The women, if they have paid any cost at all, have only sacrificed love of men to the altar of their culture. And I like to hope that today this book would be written with a lot of lesbian sex in it. Right now it seems to make a very strange and contradictory connection between sex and procreation. The ugly. The ending. Abrupt. There's a huge amount of build-up to the climactic conflict in the story, but it ends with, so he agreed to leave, and all. There's no tension in the actual ending scene, and it feels like Gilman knew she'd painted herself into a corner and would have to figure out what to do from there. Grade. C. Wait for video. Seriously, fine if you've got nothing much else, but it's not worth a rereading. One is Rokanan's World by Ursula Le Guin. This is another science fiction novel in the Hainish World series. Rokanan is an anthropologist studying a world with at least 5 sapient species. At the same time, and in an unusual moment in the Hainish series, the Ecumen is at war with the opposition threatens the people of Rokanan's world. Opinion. The good. There's a bit of the epic, Tolkien-esque storytelling going on in this piece, and by epic, I don't mean length. The book is only 136 pages long. One of the wonderful things about 70s sci-fi is the length, or lack thereof, of the novels. Anyway, Le Guin is definitely aiming at a legendary hero, though Rokanan makes for an odd hero. I actually liked Rokanan because he was a 40-ish man who wasn't super strong or terribly clever, but he had a technological edge, and his moral code actually helped him in his struggle. The bad. If anything, I'd say this piece is too self-consciously epic. There are points where the narrative voice ponders the legendary quality of this moment or that one, and I got the sense of the hero posing atop the mountain he carries on his big epic quest. Le Guin's strength is in the more intimate details, the moments of doubt, the crises of morality, the intimately human details that make a man who saves a world. The ugly. Not much. This was sweet and light reading. I would go for a reread. I think my expectations were fairly low, knowing that this was an earlier work of Le Guin's. I read it just a week after the telling, and I found certain similarities in plot between the two, interstellar wars and internal conflicts between various races of intelligent beings. They were both told with a similar flavor. Great. B-. Strong recommendation, well written, with some flaws or predictability that makes it less fun to read. Hope you enjoyed that installment of our archives.